That's right. Good morning. It is time for a BitWizards tip of the wand. On the phone with me, I have, well, because they can't come in the studio right now, I have Vince and Sam. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to get you guys back in the studio. It could be 2021 or 20, something like that.
Well, instead of let my people go, let my people back in. Let's get back in the studio.
Let's get this doggone show on the road, shall we? Shall we get the United States of America back to work and get the economy going again, because it's slowing things down. I'm glad we're starting to open up a few things. I know you guys have still been working, but some people just haven't had a chance to work.
Well, more and more things are opening back up, and we've got one of our close customers there, Real Joy Vacations, is getting back in the groove again now as we have short-term rentals and visitors coming back in. So we're excited about that. We want them to get back on their feet and get going. They've been pretty hard hit, and we want all the restaurant owners and folks out there to start getting back going. You know, the Chamber's got a thing going on right now called Spend Localusa, and we want people to get out there and spend money in our local small businesses and make sure that we get our economy back going and moving forward.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Vince. You know, you can get a lot of things online, but you can get a lot of things locally as well. And we all live and work in this area. It's great to spend locally. I love that idea that the Chamber's doing that.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Well, let's jump right on in here to some bits and bytes.
Let's do it.
BitWizards Bits and Bytes.
Yeah, so today what we wanted to kind of talk about is, you know, thinking more strategically about your business. You know, most small business owners got into business because they loved something or they were passionate about it, you know, and it might be that you loved making food and so you opened up a restaurant, or, you know, maybe you became a real estate agent because you liked showing people's houses and making them happy and making their dreams of home ownership come true. And, or maybe you were into antiques, or right here, you know, maybe you just love water sports, and so you open up a water sports place. But, you know, when you're passionate about something like that, and, you know, you try to stay ahead of what's going on in that particular thing, you live, eat, and breathe it. But, you know, as you've heard us talk about before on the radio show, you know, all businesses today are IT businesses, and IT is a strategic enabler. And so, you know, you need to think of IT every year. And, you know, every year we have Accenture and Deloitte, PricewaterhouseCoopers and McKinsey, and they look at the strategic IT trends, and they report on them. They usually do sort of a David Letterman top 10 thing and tell you all about that. And they divide it up into small and mid-market and large businesses. And as a business owner, you should pay attention to those trends and figure out how to interweave them with your passion so that you can stay ahead of the trends and be competitive and grow your business.
Now, one of the analysis companies, Spiceworks, they're reporting that 88% of businesses expect their IT budget to grow or stay steady over the next 12 months. I think we're probably seeing even higher numbers than that now as the workforce has shifted to be a little less centralized. So then we're relying even more so on technology now to facilitate business and be able to adapt to changes in the environment. So what the Spiceworks report says is the companies with less than 100 employees, so standard small, medium-sized businesses, companies with less than 100 employees will designate about 35% of their budget to hardware, about 31% of it to software, 22% to hosted and cloud-based services, which we'll talk about a little bit more, and then 11% to managed services. That's having people jump in and assist with you.
So Dan, let me ask you. You know, you're in the radio and you're in the DJ business, and you go out and you host weddings and you do stuff in addition to what you do here at Cumulus. You know, how has technology changed the type of stuff that you're doing in within your business and your career?
Oh gosh, technology has a lot to do with success in my business, because you got to reach out and find clients. Clients always want to look at your Facebook page. Not only that, it's easier to get music and it's easier to connect with them. You know, there's so much information available about all the different things that we do in our business that you reach out and you have to grab that technology, that information, I should say. You're always grabbing at information, and brides are always asking about newer and better things, and you better stay on top of it and you better stay current.
Well, that's the truth. You know, Sam and you are both kindred spirits in that realm because, you know, Sam also has another business on the side, which includes DJing and then also providing equipment for weddings and stuff like that. And I'm sure he's run into more than one bridezilla.
Oh, plenty of them. But I got to say, you know, it used to be in the early days pulling around crates of vinyl and setting up record players and knowing what you do and don't have and being ready for it. Where a band may be way more versatile because they can just play whatever you throw at them. But with Spotify now and even just being able to buy MP3s for less than $1 a piece, there's really any request that ever comes in whenever there's a DJing situation, it makes it easier. But it's more than just the technology that is behind the business. It's the technology that fuels the business as well across the board. Like you were saying, Vince, having a digital marketing strategy or having ensuring that there's security in your business because you've got things locked down, or ensuring that there's reliability in your business because you have things backed up. So there's a lot more to the technology in any company than just do we use technology on a day-to-day basis to achieve what we're doing. Because people may think, well, my business isn't really in the IT field.
Yeah, and a couple of things, you know, kind of thinking about this, you know, as we talk about small business trends and what people are looking at, you know, you mentioned a website, and, you know, one of the big small business trends for 2020 was that, you know, SMB websites were going to focus on voice and chatbot enhancements. You know, everybody's using Alexa these days. Everybody's using, Siri and Cortana. And all those different things.
You just triggered people's smart devices all over.
I did.
All their devices and saying, yes, can I help you? Yes, what do you need?
But, you know,
if they Schmeckta and Cortana and Siri. Yeah.
Siri, close down.
Shut up, Siri.
Make it go on. Siri, play Journey. Okay, we got him.
But, you know, small businesses are looking for ways to provide that mobile experience, that access to information about their business and sort of being thought leaders within their business space or what they know. And they're looking at ways to do that. Voice is one where they can interact with customers and the website or, you know, things can respond to them. Another one are chatbots. You know, a lot of people don't know about these things, but they're like little bots or little pieces of functionality that exist on a website. They're built on sort of an AI platform, and the AI as a service or artificial intelligence as a service, where it kind of learns. You set it up with a set of questions that your customers might ask on the website that are repeated, yep, or that type of thing. And then over time, this thing looks at the responses from people as they ask either verbally or they type in questions, and it answers. And so it gives that appearance of having a human being and someone there that's always there to answer their questions.
Yeah, and you know something else I'll add to that, because not only questions but just a little bit different on the website. On some websites, and I don't have this, but it would be good to have, your calendar is already out there. So if they want to book with you, they can see if you have open dates and they can send you a request for a particular date. That takes a lot of time versus talking to people and say, well, I don't have this particular date open. So the technology in that, I think, is pretty good as well.
It's pretty powerful stuff. In fact, there really are a couple of options on how to achieve that. Of course, you can always go with the custom software route, which Vince will be able to speak to about getting custom calendars on your website. I know I worked on one when I first started working here at BitWizards for setting up a booking engine for some resorts through onto their website. But actually, even with the Office 365 tooling, a lot of this is now built into your Office 365 account, to where you can have your clients schedule appointments with you, and they even have a bot in there that will go back and forth with the bot on their end and find the best time to set up an appointment between the two parties.
Oh, yeah. And if you take that and then you tie that in with, like, say, mobile payments or payment processing within your website, you've got, you know, a booking engine 24/7, and you can take a person's deposit, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a service business like that, you know, and somebody really cares about it, they want to book that date, they can pick that date right there, pick what dates are available, and then write you a note about what some of their key items are, And they could do this at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're just up watching Leave It to Beaver or something.
That's right. And that AI the AI isn't something futuristic. It's something that's already happening now. In fact, there was an announcement in the news this week that Microsoft has now built one of the world's largest supercomputers across all of their data centers in their Azure cloud platform, which means there are all of these computer brains spread out all over the country right now that are able to learn behavior and respond. Now, it's not AI like you would see in the movies where it's going to go crazy and destroy the planet.
That's coming.
It's the AI that is learning. It's machine learning. It is identifying patterns and trends and learning from those to be able to give good answers to people that are asking questions on your website in human natural language. It's pretty amazing stuff.
And I take it you guys can set all that stuff up.
Well, absolutely. That we can do that because we have basically three lines of business here. We've got, of course, the managed IT and infrastructure, but we also have software engineering, and then we also do digital marketing, so we can go in and set up all rounds of this, from the user interface to the software that integrates with it to the IT infrastructure that's needed to support it. And that's one of the key things about BitWizards, because we are a strategic enabler for you. And we stay on top of those IT trends, and we bring those ideas to our customers on a regular basis. Through our managed IT services, you know, we provide a virtual CIO service. And every quarter, we sit down, we review your entire IT with you. We give you a printed document that, you know, tells you all the different things that are going on with your current systems and how you might improve on them in the future and make them better to enable your business to do more, to be more, for your people to be more productive, and for you to service your customers better.
And the one thing about that is when you guys all set all this up, it is managed, that sometimes you'll catch something before even the customer knows that something is going bad, and you'll fix it, and it's just seamless to the customer.
Absolutely. So a good example of that would be if somebody's hard drive is filling up. We'll set up a system on our end that will be constantly monitoring all of the workstations just to check to see, is the RAM okay? Is the hard drive okay? You're not using too much of the CPU power. And if it does, so if the hard drive hits over 90% because one of your kids downloaded the entire movie collection from Disney from some shady website and they downloaded your machine and now the hard drive is 90% full, we have a couple of things in place. One, we'll get an alert about that 24/7. That'll let us know that that's happened. And immediately our system will kick in and start cleaning up some of the temporary files and emptying the recycle bin and doing a few different standard little things to identify it. But then we also get a notification for us to go in and have a look and investigate to give you a call to say, hey, it looks like your hard drive filled up. That could mean you're going to have a really hard time getting work done tomorrow when your computer's running slowly. Let's see what we can do to get it cleaned up. And so that's that proactive monitoring and reactive resolution to that.
Gosh, that's great. I mean, that's like genius and magic all at the same time. All right, guys, let's move on.
BitWizards, what's up our sleeve?
Well, if we could get some folks to call in at
our number here 664-1260,
we'd love to hear from you. With that, we've got a couple of questions already sort of primed here that typically people ask us, and one of them is, can you help my applications run faster? Well, the answer to that question is absolutely we can. You know, there's some basic maintenance like defragging your hard drive on a regular basis, making sure that you clean up the temp files, making sure there's enough space on your drive that we make sure so that your applications are tuned and ready to go. But what we often find is that business owners try to hold on to old technology way, way too long. And, you know, today's modern applications, the more you get on them, they're more CPU and RAM heavy. And so we also take a look at that. Now, I know that, you know, some of the business owners I know scoff, you know, that's the first thing out of the IT person's mouth is we got to replace the computer. Well, that's not where we go here. The first place we go is we look at the computer and make sure that it's tidied and kept up. You know, it's kind of like that maintenance that you do on your house to make sure that it's set and ready to go so that the roof doesn't leak and your air conditioner is serviced, that type of thing. Those are the types of things that we do first. And then as your technology gets obsolete, we come up with an obsolescence plan to help you, you know, stay with the latest and greatest. You don't have to be at the very tip of the spear or at the bleeding edge, but but and we definitely don't want you to be at the butt of the shaft either. You need to be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. And we constantly monitoring all of the applications for our clients to see when the applications change. So a lot of times that might be a server is now out of date. And so for you to get to the newest version of it, then there's, you know, an upgrade path. And we work with our clients and with those support companies to get make sure that the applications are always being kept up to date. So that helps make sure that they run faster. Or if they have a service model of that application that may not have existed 5 or 10 years ago when you bought this line of business application, there may now be a version of it that you can subscribe to and access it from anywhere just through a web browser. And so we help also with those migrations to get people to be able to work more efficiently. And so as Vin said, sometimes the answer is to throw some newer hardware at it because it's just slow and it's just out of date. But a lot of times there's a lot of work we can do ahead of that to prolong the longevity of the hardware to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck across the board there. We will even optimize the network. We'll tune the network itself so the certain traffic on the network can get higher priority. If you're having a voice over IP for your phones and you want to make sure we can then quality of services called QoS, we can make sure that that phone traffic gets a little bit more preference than somebody checking Facebook or watching Netflix at their desk so that the phone calls go through even if it means somebody else has to buffer their YouTube watching for a few seconds.
That's interesting. Let me interrupt just for a second. By the way, you're listening to BitWizard's Tip of the Wand. We have Vince and Sam on the phone with us, and you're welcome to call in with questions. The number here is 664-1260. I encourage you to call in if you have a question for these two. These are the experts. If you have a question, call in now. Okay, guys, sorry.
No, that's great. Thanks for calling out, and hopefully we'll get a few people to call in. You know, one of the other questions that we often get from business owners is, why do I need to update my software or hardware? You know, the idea is, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Well, you know, unfortunately, with technology, there's a lot of moving parts here. There's just,
hey Vince,
you know,
we got somebody. Yes, sir. We got somebody calling in, man. Hold on.
Awesome.
Yep. Newstalk 1260, hello, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Vince or Sam?
Yes, I'm semi-retired. I'm 68, and I have no computer savvy at all. How could I go about learning the computer?
So you don't have a computer, but you'd like to get one. Is that the idea?
Well, no, my wife has one, but I need to learn it. She has no patience to teach me.
So you're looking to learn what, the Windows part of it or what?
Well, just start from the basic computer knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how would a person go about learning the basics of computer stuff, guys?
Well, one of the things I know that you can do is down at the library, they have computers there, and they usually have very helpful staff that can walk you through and show you different you know, key items like how to get around on the computer and how to get the types of information, things that you want to do, get done. You know, straightforward, you know, how to use a mouse and how to get onto the computer, that's the easy stuff. After that, then, you know, basically how to get around in a web browser. How does it work? Mail is another one that you would want to learn about. And some other places that you might look at, you know, sometimes the out at the local colleges and things like that, they have computer science departments, and sometimes you can go over and you can talk with them and you can take a course over there. But there's also a lot of online resources like lynda.com that'll take you through the basics.
That was actually going to be my recommendation, is a website called Lynda. It's Lynda, lynda.com, and they have a lot of training resources from the very basics and foundations all the way up to some more expert-level training. They were bought out by Microsoft, actually, so you know there's a reputable company behind it and that the training is all solid, and I've learned a lot of good stuff on there. So lynda.com is great. But as Vince was saying, even the library will offer a lot of online stuff.
Oh, perfect. So does lynda.com, is that a free source or is that a paid source?
It is a free trial, and I believe that some of the content is always available, but then there are different plans that you can jump into to get ongoing training with them.
I see.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you very much.
Did they answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate your program.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another one, Dan, that I just thought of there, if we don't have another caller, is that, you know, sometimes the Boy Scouts will be working on merit badges or things like that. I know there's now a computer merit badge, and, you know, they may be willing to come out, them or the Girl Scouts, or maybe American Heritage Girls, and kind of walk through some of our citizens out there that like to know a little bit more about computers and how to get around with them and how to make them be an effective tool for themselves.
Yeah, you know, there's probably a lot of people like that. They're a little apprehensive of jumping on a computer. Maybe, you know, they're later on in the years, and they just really have never had a need for it but would like to. And so that's good information and good sources, you guys.
Absolutely.
All right, you ready to move on?
Absolutely, sir.
Well, let's do it.
BitWizards from the Spellbook.
So today's term, we actually referenced it a little bit earlier, is managed services. From the Spellbook, we often demystify some technical geek speak, and a lot of times it's an acronym. But today, it's managed services, or as you'll see, the acronym for it is MSP, a managed services provider. And that's because many day-to-day business activities can be outsourced as a means of cutting costs and increasing overall efficiency within a company. I know for small businesses, as small businesses grow, they go through different phases. And Vince can attest to this. When you first start out your business, you are it. You're everything. You're the owner. You're the worker. You're also the janitor. You're the front desk receptionist. You're the HR and your
marketing, sales, finance.
That's right. But as your company grows, you realize, of course, there's better uses of your time in as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, and so you start outsourcing some of this work, whether that's hiring part-time laborers that then become full-time employees, or whether it's starting to outsource some of the work. And so I know a lot of people anymore do not attempt to do their own bookkeeping in-house. It's a lot more efficient to get a third party to do your bookkeeping or to do your payroll for you, so that's one less skill that you have to keep in-house and that is relatively affordable to do that. Well, those are managed services across the board. For us specifically, we look at information technology activities as a managed services, as a great opportunity for managed services. And that's because, again, while you may be pretty comfortable around a computer and you may be pretty comfortable with even some of the line of business software that you've purchased to help run your business, at some point you have to stop and say, how much is it worth my time to fix somebody's Outlook for the 16th time who came to work for me just because they keep dragging. So this was actually one of our clients who came to us because the CEO and the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, said that they were tired of helping this one employee who constantly dragged her Outlook icon into the recycle bin on her desktop without realizing she did it. And so she thought she had deleted Outlook every time, and so then the CFO would have to jump on her computer and pull the icon back out of the recycle bin and put it back on the desktop so that she was happy. And he said, I realize I should not be doing this all day, every day. I need people who can do this for me. Now, hiring an IT staff is a really big step because you go through a long process of evaluating someone's technical ability and their cultural fit on your team. But with managed services, you get all of that functionality, all of those features of having a large IT department, but it's on a pay-as-you-go type basis.
And one of the things about managed services that are important is at the core, it centers around things that large businesses already do. They do proactive maintenance on their computer systems up front. They monitor and patch them in real time so that they stay up to date. The biggest way that people can get themselves in trouble is by not patching and keeping their computers update. There are constant security updates and things like that. The operating system gets updated. That would be your Microsoft Windows or your Mac OS. And then on top of that, you have each one of the applications that potentially needs to be updated. Then you start to talk about things like web browsers, where your web browsers have plugins and things like that. And, you know, those applications need to be updated. But also at the core, you've got your hardware. And your hardware also has potential vulnerabilities and things that happen to it to help it run better, because no software or no hardware firmware that ever gets sent is sent bug-free. They're going to have stuff that's in them. There are going to be new scenarios, or there's going to be new things that come out that are going to cause those things not to operate as optimal as they should be, or introduce in new bugs into the system. It's not a closed system. And so what they do is that those things need to be patched and they need to be updated regularly. So that is one of the core tenets of managed services. The other one is that you have a help desk. You basically have a help desk, somebody that you can call anytime that you need help, anytime that you need anything, any questions answered, somebody that's looking out for you. They're there and available to you. And BitWizards provides that as an all-you-can-eat model. Some places charge you by the hour for that help desk. What we do is we charge you per employee, and then that, you know, or computer operator, and then from that we provide you that help desk from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, which covers across the entire time zones in the United States. And then we also offer weekend support as well on an ad hoc basis.
Gosh, that would be so good to have as a business, because you don't want, it's just your business is making widgets and selling widgets and so on. Your business isn't about trying to keep your computer up to date and trying to find those patches and fixes that you're talking about. How many people that are doing the widget business know how to update their computers all the time?
And oftentimes it's easy to think, well, it doesn't happen all that often. But if you talk to your employees, you may realize just how much time gets wasted in frustration, where someone, their email was working yesterday, it was working the day before, and all of a sudden today it's decided to stop working. And so that time that they take to stop and try to figure out what in the world happened, and they realize, oh, I logged into the wrong account on my computer. And but by that time it's been 15 minutes and they're frustrated, and your customers are frustrated. And so there is actually a lot of time lost, and that's why our help desk is, like we said, like Vin said, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's so that we can have that 8 to 5 business hours, 9 to 5 nationwide for our clients, so that if somebody is coming to work, they have someone they can reach out to when they need IT help, when they need some support, and so that we will always have resources available for them to pick up the phone and speak to a human being that can help walk them through the specific issues that they're dealing with. That's not outsourced to another country. We're all local here. We're all under one roof, we have a team of professional and experienced and certified technicians available to help as soon as your employees run into any issues, which cuts drastically back on the amount of lost time and frustration that your organization has to go through.
And we can help you whether it's one or two employees, or whether like Heartland Steel or Real Joy Vacations, where you have 100 to 150 employees, or if your offices are spread out nationwide, we can help support your team and make sure that you get those strategic best practices and forward thinking and patching and things that need to get done with your IT.
Yep. Contact BitWizards to help you take care of your business. And guys, you have a client you'd like to talk about. I'm sure you do.
I do, yes. So I actually want to take a moment just to celebrate some of our clients, because we've had some pretty strict lockdown measures in our area that have, of course, affected all of the local businesses, but none so much as the tourist industry, especially here in the Destin-Fort Walton Beach area, and specifically even within that group, the short-term rental industry. Now, one of our clients is Real Joy Vacations. They do short-term rentals. They have several hundred properties all up and down the Emerald Coast. And of course, this last week, I got the email from them saying that the governor had lifted the ban on short-term rentals in the area, and so they're back in business, and they are taking calls again now. And so I wanted to take a moment to celebrate them. They've been with BitWizards for quite some time as their IT provider. We do very holistic IT for them from top to bottom, taking care of all of their employees, all of their workstations, all of their networks and wireless access points, so that we can help them succeed. And so we're just so excited to see them back in business again and opening their doors.
The last thing I would say about that is their leadership over there is really, really phenomenal. Not only did they, you know, they took it in the shorts to make sure that they could cover all of their employees, keep them employed, all the housekeepers and maintenance folks and stuff that they've got there. They've got a large workforce, and I have to say, you know, they worked really hard to make sure that they could keep everybody gainfully employed and ready to go so they could come back and be in business and service their customers and make sure that people didn't end up out on the street.
Gotcha. Okay, guys, we're out of time. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. It's BitWizard's Tip of the Wand.